"What are you going to do with it?" continued Templeton. "You can have it. Roll it away." Templeton had a habit of picking up unusual objects around the farm. He saved everything.
"You may have the egg, but I'll tell you one thing, Templeton," said the gander. "If I ever catch you porky-orky-orking your ugly nose around our goslings, I'll give you the worst pounding a rat ever took."
Normally, making Tuesday night's dinner wouldn't be a special occasion.
"I'd like to make a deposit."
"And a good morning to you, Mr. 2033-8954.
20, what?
"And how is Mrs. 2033-8954? She is such a wonderful F28-34. I enjoy doing business with her."
"F28?
"And what can I do for you today? Do you need a 70-34 stroke A through F, or will that be a 70-35 this morning?"
It sat there, quivering obscenely now and then, like some great beastly garden slug. I couldn't help shivering.
"Yummy," Father said. "How very yummy."
He meant it ironically, but Mrs. Mullet's antennae were not attuned to sarcasm.
"I knew you'd like it," she said. "It was no more than this morning I was saying to me elf, it's been a while since the Colonel and those girls have had one of me lovely gels. They always remarks over me gels."
And with that, she was gone. Father fixed me with that gaze of his. Although he had brought the latest issue of the London Philatelist to the table, as he always...